Tell him Eddie says, watch for Dandolo. Don't forget.
And Oi had not. 14. Outside, as they descended the steps of 2 Hammersholt Plaza, a deferential voice said, sir? Madam? It was a man in a black suit and a soft black cap. He stood by the longest, blackest car Roland had ever seen. Looking at it made the gunslinger uneasy. Who's sent us a funeral, Bucca? He asked. Irene Tassenbaum smiled. The rose had refreshed her, excited and exhilarated her as well. But she was still tired, and concerned to get in touch with David, who would likely be out of his mind with worry by this time.
It's not a hearse, she said. It's a limousine, a car for special people, or people who think they're special.
Then to the driver, while we're riding, can you have someone in your office check some airline info for me? Of course, madam. May I ask your carrier of choice and your destination?
My destination's Portland, Maine. My carrier of choice is Rubber Band Airlines, if they're going there this afternoon.
The limousine's windows were smoked glass, the interior dim and ringed with colored lights. Oi jumped up on one of the seats and watched with interest as the city rolled past. Roland was mildly amazed to see that there was a completely stocked liquor bar on one side of the long passenger compartment. He thought of having a beer and decided that even such a mild drink would be enough to dim his own lights. Irene had no such worries. She poured herself what looked like whiskey from a small bottle and then held the glass toward him.
May your road wind ever upward, and the wind be ever at your back, me fine bucko, she said.
Roland nodded. A good toast. Thank ye, sire.